To prepare himself, he had done some hard study of oceanography and meteorology in the gaps between teaching geography in the department he had founded at Glasgow State College, now Rowan University. And he had gone seafaring, first fishing on small outboards past the Barrier Islands off New Jersey, where he would venture out so far that his colleagues thought him either lost or mad, and later sailing across the Atlantic to Ireland and Africa. It was on a voyage back from the Azores in 1974 when he had taken the dark to daylight watch and the compass light kept failing that he looked up and thought, why not? All he had to do at that moment was find Polaris, the pole star, put his shoulder in line with the keel and steer straight on. It worked like a dream. Star steering had intrigued him since childhood, when his farmer father taught him to observe the different positions of the setting sun from the southwest corner of the barn. On his voyage, a clear view of sunset or sunrise could tell him his position, but for latitude without a sextant, he needed to make a geometry of the night sky, drawing an imaginary line between Polaris and his chosen navigation star, and watching where that star made its meridian transit. Finding a fixed point in the southern hemisphere was tricky, until he learned to use Acrux and Gacrux, two of the brightest stars in the Southern Cross, as pointers to the southern celestial pole. Delta Orionis, right over the celestial equator, was most useful for longitude.